Humor and Dialect by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Possum Trot. I've journeyed round considerable, a-seeing men and things, and I've learned a little of the sense that meeting people brings. But in spite of all my travelin', and of all I think I know, I've got one notion in my head that I can't get to go. And it is that the folks I meet in any other spot ain't half so good as them I knowed back home in Possum Trot. I know you've never heard the name. It ain't a famous place, and I reckon if you'd search the map, you couldn't find a trace of any such locality as this I've named to you. But never mind, I know the place, and I love it dearly, too. It don't make no pretensions to being great or fine. The circuses don't come that way. They ain't no railroad line. It ain't no great big city where the schemers plan and plot. But jere's a little settlement, this place called Possum Trot. But don't you think the folks that lived in that outlandish place were ignorant of all the things that go for sense or grace? Why, there was Hannah Dyer, you may search this teeming earth, and never find a sweeter girl or one of greater worth. And Uncle Abner Williams a-leaning on his staff. It seems like I can hear him talk and hear his hearty laugh. His heart was big and cheery as a sunny acre lot. Why, that's the kind of folks we had down there at Possum Trot. Good times. Well, now, to suit my taste, and I'm some hard to suit, there ain't been no such pleasure since, and won't be none to boot. With huskin' bees and harvest time, and dances later on, and singin' school and taffy pools, and fun from night till dawn. Revivals come in winter time, baptizin's in the spring. You'd ought to see them people shout, and hear them pray and sing. You'd ought to have heard old Parson Brown a-throwin' gospel shot among the saints and sinners in the days of Possum Trot. We live up in the city now. My wife was bound to come. I hear around me day by day the endless stir and hum. I reckon that it done me good, and yet it done me harm, that oil was found so plentiful down there on my old farm. We've got a new-styled preacher. Our church is new-styled, too, and I've come down from what I knowed to rent a cushioned pew. But often when I'm settin' there, it's foolish like as not to think of them old benches in the church at Possum Trot. I know that I'm ungrateful, and sich thoughts must be a sin, but I find myself a-wishin' that the times was back again, with the huskins and the frolics and the joys I used to know when I lived at the settlement a dozen years ago. I don't feel this way often. I'm scarcely ever glum, for life has taught me how to take her chances as they come. But now and then my mind goes back to that old burying plot that holds the dust of some I loved down there at Possum Trot. The End of Possum Trot by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.